Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We just found out, as Albert Breer was reporting this, talking about Kirk Cousins, and he says that one of the reasons Cousins left Minnesota was that the front office, specifically Adafo Mensah, Mensah Adafu. He is the general manager there. And he said that he was told, Kirk Cousins was told, Mike, they were going to draft a quarterback in the first round. You know how early that was for them to even know that right. That's where they were going? We're talking about, what, March?
Right.
Maybe late February?
I hope the NFL takes that into account with our tampering case.
It's a good point.
It's kind of like, done deal anyway. But, so Kirk Cousins didn't want to be there because he feels I'm still good enough to be the man for 2 or 3 years, so I don't want to deal with, another quarterback, and I go to a team which then blindsides me by drafting another quarterback.
This, to me, makes even more sense why he reacted the way he did.
Right.
Now, it's human nature to anybody would have been upset. Like, hey, you didn't tell me any sooner. Mm-hmm. As I've been saying, the timing of it was just all that nobody had control of that in the moment where you go, okay, we need to let our guy know what's going on and this is where we're going. But, Mike, that makes even more sense why he probably felt the way he did. The team you were playing for mm-hmm. and playing really well for says, hey, you can probably leave because we're going to draft a quarterback. You come to the new team, and then this happens. You're right.
Yeah, and look, I know for some guys out there, we've got the full spectrum. Guys who are excited. The Kirk Cousins here. Guys who are not excited. Kirk Cousins is here. It is, he's a big boy, and he's going to go do his job. But this is not what he signed on for. I mean, we can be, we can sit there and go, oh, well, you can get over it. Eh, you thought you were coming in to be the man, and you still may be the man. But, this is something that made no sense to me, still makes less than zero sense. And obviously makes no sense to Kirk Cousins' camp when, especially, we found out how he found out about it. It's not the end of the world, but the optics could not have been worse for our general manager and how that was handled with his quarterback.
Yeah, and again, sometimes, like we say, is there any time to tell somebody they're fired? I don't know if there's ever a good time. Like, there's never a good time to say, oh, by the way, we're drafting the quarterback. Even if he knew the day before, we probably still would have got the same reaction. Adafo Mensah is the general manager with the Vikings, who was making those decisions to move forward. And by the way, they got their guy, right? Who they draft? J.J. McCarthy, right?
Right.
At 12, I think. Okay. But that's another part of this storyline that we've been talking about. Meanwhile, the Falcons have three former defensive back coaches, Mike. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I want to know if that makes you feel any better. I think a lot of guys have been talking about stop worrying about the DBs. They said, listen, we got a head coach in Raheem Morris. This is where he made his hay. We got defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake. This is what he did prior to becoming a coordinator was DBs. And then Jerry Gray is one of the most respected guys in the National Football League, who was here, by the way, mm-hmm. and stayed. Does that make you feel better about the lack of what we don't have and maybe what their plan may be?
Well, I mean, maybe they think they're going to get more out of D. Alford, who's going into his third year. We already talked about Clark Phillips. We love his energy. We talked about everything he brought in camp and certainly got a chance to get on the field. Just had a tough day the last game of the season against the Saints. It doesn't define him. But you get beyond that, I just thought they were going to go get somebody, Carl, because when you look at the rest of these dudes like Mike Hughes and A.J. Terrell is still here, Antonio Hamilton Sr., there's no interceptions. I mean, I want a ball-hawking defense. Look, I get it. Their sights were set on, and this is why I get it. We talk about Darnell Mooney. Their sights were set on him.
What's up, Darnell?
I would like to have seen them go after make that trade for Legarius Sneed, you know, with the Chiefs. And then, of course, you got to turn around and give him a contract. But that was the guy that we had talked a lot about, and obviously he went elsewhere. Jalen Johnson from the Bears.
Yep.
We talked about him. Anyway, they decided they're going to keep it in-house, which I think just led a lot of us to think that in Friday and Saturday of the draft, we were going to go get a corner, and we didn't.
No, we didn't address it. But it's crazy because I went back and looked at some of the draft needs. There were a lot of teams that needed stuff that didn't do it.
Right.
And it kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, is this the plan, or is this the way the draft went, or do they have something else planned? Because it's weird when you go into a draft, Mike, and you need, like Indianapolis, they needed a corner. They went edge.
Right.
Like, that was their secondary is it needs improvement. And they completely said, screw that. We're going to go get Latu, and we'll deal with the corner. Go look at their draft. And then you start saying, well, they didn't draft a corner the next round. It's sort of weird that teams do this, but I understand the complaining about this particular position because I think a lot of fans don't feel comfortable with what we currently have.
Yeah, and look, guys, as we said earlier, I said it all last week. I'm not going to go against what I said. I don't know what Rook or Ro-Ro-Ro is going to be. Maybe we're all going to be like, Ro-Ro-Ro-Ro. You know, and he's going to be the next big thing, and he'll be, you know, the heir apparent to Grady on this defensive line. But it just seemed like from a Falcon fan standpoint, oh, wow. You got, Kool-Aid McKinstry's out there. Kamari Lassiter is out there. But they moved up and sacrificed a pick to get a guy, which, again, all you can go by is what the so-called experts said. It was a reach. So that kind of compounded what I thought was a little bit frustrating that we didn't go for the corners when there's some really choice ones available in that second round.
I said this, Mike, when you were out last week, and part of it is a lot of people don't know how these boards look in these war rooms.
Right.
And even though you have draft guys who are saying this was a reach, I said this to Turtle. This guy was on a lot of people's boards, very similar to Michael Penix Jr., as the number two or three defensive tackle. You know, Byron Murphy was the number one guy, consensus across the board. And then you went, okay, well, who's two and three? His name was there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It obviously, they felt like that's where it needed to be, or they felt good about the pick, and they went with it. I do know this. I like his versatility, and I'm not ready to tell you that any of these guys can't play until they show me they can't play.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.